Kayo FM's Tanya and Steve.
Bits you may have missed.
Look, while the rest of us can glance on and go, wow, what a story. What if it was true? There is a man at the centre of this who believes, in fact, it is true and is trying to prove that he is, in fact, the love child of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles. His name is Simon Durante Day, born in the UK, now living in Queensland, and he's with us.
Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Steve. Tanya, how are you?
Very well.
Take us back to the start, Simon, when this first started ringing around your head. It's a possibility.
Oh, yeah. Well, that probably started back in the early 90s. It was just a matter of, started off investigating who my parents were, and every avenue I take on this thing just keeps leading me back to Camilla and Charles. I mean, as I said on the TV yesterday, you probably heard there's a number of incidences that happened when I was a child, and including grinding of teeth and I suspect pinning back of ears. I don't remember that one happening, but I was in and out of hospital a lot, so yeah. That's quite possible.
Hang on, like pinning back as in having Charles' ears, but your ears were pinned back?
I used to get teased at primary school for Charlie ears, so yeah, it goes back a fair way. Also the eyes, when I was 8 years old, I was at one particular primary school. During the school holiday, my eyes mysteriously changed colour from blue to brown. I'm still trying to find out exactly what they did to do that. They then moved me after the school holiday from one school to another for obvious reasons. The teachers would identify the change of eye colour on a student. So, that was quite painful. I had to walk around for a couple of months. Any light just was extreme to my eyes.
So you're suggesting someone's changed your eye colour?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I mean, it's not one that we got to on the TV, but up until I was 8 years old, I had blue eyes. Any health expert will tell you that, you know, if they haven't changed by the time you're three, then something's wrong.
Eight
years old is a bit extreme.
Are you saying that someone came in and took you and changed your eye colour?
Well, the gossip was around in Portsmouth as a lad. You know, people used to say I look like my mother, and I used to think that they meant my adopted mother, but obviously I learned now, years later, that they didn't mean that. I believe they knew who she was, and these were attempts to try and hide my appearance. Teeth were ground down when I was 16. I had my canine teeth ground down. They were pointy like Andrews and the Queens are, and they're no longer like that now. They're square at the bottom.
Now,
I can remember that happening, yeah.
The kickoff for this, really, your adopted grandmother confirmed on her deathbed in 1998 that this is true.
That's correct, yeah, she did. I mean, there's been many hints over the years, but, yeah, that was the actual when it was said.
Rightio. So you're born in the UK. There's these rumours circulating. You're obviously being raised by your grandparents or adopted parents?
I'm adopted parents, but my grandparents had a very large part of the rearing in the younger years, yeah.
And they worked in the palace, did they?
Not at that time, much earlier on, but yes, they were staff in a royal residence. Granddad was the gardener and then it was the cook. And that's where they met and got together, yeah.
So you're thinking that Camilla and Charles allegedly had a love child, which was you, and they gave it to someone else to raise, and that's where you're...
That's correct, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How old would Charles have been in 1965?
The time I was conceived, he would have been 16, so he only just made it. Camilla was 17. By the time I was born, they've both gone up a year, so you're looking at 18, 17 by the time I was born.
Certainly possible.
So while Camilla was carrying me, Charles would have been out here at Timbertops in Victoria, yeah.
You are 100% certain that this is true, aren't you?
Can you be 100% certain?
In my own mind,
yeah. And I think the further I've got into this thing, I've been banned from the UK for asking the question. I've had appeals with the Metropolitan Police to deal with the issue. It's been going on for a number of years, and the more I tamper into this thing, the more resistance I get. Which, as they said yesterday on the TV, I guess you can understand, but it's gone to extremes, you know.
When you say banned from the UK, meaning they know you're registered on the passport, wouldn't let you in customs, wouldn't let you in the country?
Well, exactly. Well, the consequence of being put on that list is that whenever the royals go anywhere, that country is given that list, particularly the people that reside in the country they're visiting. So every time they come out here, I get a visit from the federal police and in this case, the Queensland police, and they ask me where I'm going, what my movements are, what I intend to do. Am I a threat to the royals? No, I'm not a threat to them. I want them in court. I want them alive. This happens. It hasn't happened. It did happen on the last visit. So I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen next time they come out. Will the same thing happen again?
Mm. So it's not easy, is it? You're asking for a paternity test, but they're not just going to go, okay, we're going to do that. That just won't happen.
No, well, this is it. I'm looking at taking it through the court in the UK in the first instance and just do a standard paternity test like every other person can do if they suspect somebody is their parents. What I have to do is give the judge reason to take that test or reason to take their blood. And establishing that in the court will be the key, I think, to this.
Okay.
Simon, simple thing is, because of this story, you're going to get people go, that's an amazing story, or they're going to think you're a nutter. So it's very brave that you've come out to do this because you want to know, because you know you're going to get people just think you're crazy.
I've had it for years.
But it's
gone to the extreme where the National Health Service in the UK actually ordered a mental health check of me in Australia and my wife, which Queensland undertook, and we passed that one. We passed the one down in New South. People can call me crazy, but I've set a standard on international sanity, if you like.
Yeah.
The whole changing of eye thing just blows my mind, though. How do they change your eye colour?
Oh, I don't. I'd like the answer to that one. I mean, I'm aware that eye tattooing has been around. One of the lenses in my eye is round, as it should be, and the other one is a football shape. So what made that the football shape? I mean, you can only presume at syringes being pressed onto the side of the lens or something. This is why I have vision troubles now.
Okay.
And I believe some sort of dye or fluid has been injected. I mean, you guys down there are aware of the eye tattooing.
Yeah.
I mean, I only found out about that in the 1990s. Okay. You know, up until then, I'd never heard of that.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Simon, I guess, look, I hope this comes true for you, or more to the point, if it doesn't come true, then you can get on with searching who your other real parents may be, because you are in that dilemma of not actually knowing where you come from, and that's what it's really all about when you get down to it.
Well, that's right. It's not nice being an alien. I don't think I'm from Mars, but at the moment I've got no other answers. Yeah.
All righty. Thanks for chatting, Simon. Appreciate your time.
No worries. I hope that helps. Thanks so much.
For more Tanya and Steve, podcast the show at kofm.com.au.